Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, somebody texted Vancouver for a text line. They said, you know, I'm sure Mel Kiper has plenty of good calls as well. And that's... Of course.
Yes, that's why I was like, it's kind of cheap to pull out someone's worst, but, you know.
Well, it's a bit like betting, sports betting. It's like the good ones, the winning bets, you kind of take those for granted. They just seem so obvious, like, because you were right. It's like, oh, yeah, that was, of course, the Celtics beat them by 20 and covered the spread. That was easy.
Yeah.
The losses are the ones that perplex you, right?
Yep.
You dwell on those because it's like, well, wait a minute. That seemed so obvious. And it what, like, what happened? So you dwell on the losses, you kind of take for granted the wins, and that's the deal. Same deal in this line of work with Mel. I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory. These guys are in bed with certain people, and they prop up certain guys that they're in bed with.
Yeah.
Just, it's not a secret.
No, because the way anything works with agents, because that happens even in draft rooms. If you have a good relationship with an agent, you know, and that GM, they'll take a flyer on your guy. Like the whole world of the NFL and most businesses, it works. The information network works on you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's like this notion that you think that John Clayton or Adam Schefter or Jay Glazer.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. That you think Mortensen, that any of these guys, they dial the phone better than anyone else. How do they get that information? Like, they become a trusted source because they're willing to spread one piece of information and not the other. Remember when Schefter got caught? Was it Minnesota?
Did he drafted the tweet?
No. Yeah, I think it was Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was being accused by someone of sexual assault. And Schefter got caught sending the draft of a tweet to like the GM or the agent of Dalvin Cook.
It was like his tweet, and then it was like, is this okay?
Yeah, is this okay? Like, you got caught checking. Like, you're like, I have breaking news and information. And it was all geared towards, remember, it was like, Dalvin Cook is being falsely accused. It was like so one-sided towards Dalvin Cook. And then when you're willing to do that, and you're willing to put out Dalvin Cook's side of the story of, hey, this is a bogus accusation, wink, wink, nod, nod. Then the next time that there is a piece of information that Dalvin Cook signing or Dalvin Cook going someplace else, that guy knows he can go to Schefter and be like, I'm going to give you this because you're willing to kind of do what we want.
So this from Schefter today. ESPN content producer Paul Hembo calculated the percentage of first round picks that hit or miss based upon whether that player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them. The data encompasses the 20 drafts spanning 2000 to 2019. Here are the positional hit rates. Okay, the top position hits at a 92% clip, and it is center.
Damn right.
So they were right about you.
Hey, look, yeah, they were right that I sucked. Well, I got weeded out immediately. And by the way, there's not many centers that go in the first round.
Like, Is this only first round?
This is only first round. And so how many, like, there was only, like, what, 12 of them? It's by far, outside of kickers and punters, I think this is the least position drafted in the first round.
But still, it does seem like you know a good one when you see one.
Well, because they come along so... few, like, yeah. It's not viewed as a first round value grade, so that when someone's like, hey, this guy is worth taking the first round, he usually ends up being a no-brainer, can't miss.
92% is way up there. The next best.
It's ridiculous. There's nothing quite like it. And some of that has to just be an anomaly, because that's a ridiculous rate.
Next best is tackle, offensive tackle, 59%.
Yeah.
Guard is 50%. So offensive line.
It's your safest bet.
It is your safest bet.
Because, again, it's the easiest transition. It really is. In that, yeah, you're playing against players that are on a consistent basis that are way better. But most of these guys that come from big programs, you've seen them against other elite talent. And if you can play O-line in college for the most part, you move your feet well, you've got a big enough body, you've got the measurables, you got long arms, there's not a huge difference other than, like, when you play Aaron Donald, like, you have to accept the fact that, like, you're not moving that guy. You just kind of get in his way. But it really is the I think that and running back are the two positions where it is the games are most similar, right? The learning curve for actually how the game is going to be played, I think, are on the opposite side of the ball, by far the easiest for running backs and offensive linemen.
Is it fair to say the skills you use are the most easily transferred?
Yes.
Linebacker is next at 48%. Mm-hmm. Quarterback, 46%.
Yeah.
So not, I mean, you know.
Yeah. And by the way, it gets worse the further back you go. Like the hit rate for the top five, and those are much better than when you slide back into the back half.
There were 56 total quarterbacks, 26 hit, 30 missed. Edge rusher, 44%, and then defensive tackle, 40%. And then you get into the below 40s, and that's cornerback and running back at 38%.
Yeah.
Safety, 34%. Tight end, 33%. And the worst is wide receiver at 27% hit rate.
Yep.
Because, so overall, the total hit rate on a draft pick, no matter what position, is only 43%.
And what was the receiver hit rate?
27.
Yeah. So, and this is... when I said that about linemen and running backs, even though the running back one is by the way, that's a big hit, I guess. But my argument to that is you can find running backs all throughout the draft. You just can. It's if you can play running back, you can play. There's always guys that can play because it's raw athleticism. Give me a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, that has decent vision. He can play in that league. The biggest jump from the way the game is played, If offensive lineman is the seamless transition because it's the most similar, the one that's most different is DBs and receivers. They don't even resemble each other. Just the level of which you're playing against, there are so many bad receivers and so many bad corners in college football. It's ridiculous. And the schemes are simplistic, and guys are open, and they scheme you open, and it's not about running routes. You can be dominant at either one of those positions and not be able to translate it to the league.
On the offensive line front, Warren Sharp had a tweet the other day.
I do like Sharp football.
That is interesting in the context of what we were just talking about. So the hit rate obviously is the highest on the offensive line in the draft. Okay, so he tweeted, now that sample size that we were just talking about there was 2000 to 2019. This, he's talking about the last 5 years of the draft. Mm-hmm. He says no team over the last 5 years has invested more in the NFL draft on the offensive line than the Giants and the Jets. Okay, those are the two teams that have invested the most. Mm-hmm. So, again, think about the hit rates.
Yep.
55% and up, and in centers, 92%. 92.
It hasn't worked.
Sharp says no team over the last 5 years has a higher QB pressure rate allowed than the Giants and the Jets.
Yep. Well, I mean, look, at Becton's been a bust. Who was it? Was Evan Neal was the one that got into the whole pissing match there with the fans, because he hasn't been very good with the Giants.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, you can draft guys, and
Evan, you know, Neal's what brought us this.
Yeah.
Blew his ass, you piece of garbage.
Outside of centers, dude, you are operating at a coin flip. And by the
time, not according to that. I mean, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, outside of...
On the offensive line.
Yeah, but on the offensive line, you're still... I mean, those are blackjacked. I mean, you're talking about 50-ish percent. It's north of 50 percent, but it's still very challenging. Like, even think about that. Even if you're hitting at 60 percent total for O-linemen, you're still missing on 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
There just isn't sure things.
Understand, but the most, like, how bad are the Giants and Jets?
Very much so.
I don't think you can just say, oh, well, it's just hard to hit. No, yeah. Like, dude, you spent the most draft capital on the offensive line, and you're the worst two offensive lines in the league?
It's not good.
Dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So that is that scouting or coaching or both?
Both.
Yeah, probably both.
You know, and some of it's like, you know, Mekhi Becton, just one, he's been injured, and it turns out he's kind of a bitch. Like, he just... That's the part that I think is the hardest to judge, is one, injuries. Again, it's, you know, if a guy doesn't have any red flags, I don't know what you can do when a guy keeps getting hurt. And how much does he want to grind? It's and we talk about this all the time in any sport. When you give a guy $20 million, what does it do to him? Because a lot of these guys, they get $20 million and it's...
Well, there's obviously a flaw in how they're evaluating offensive linemen.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah. Well, and you would think, at least with the the Jets this year, now they did go out and invest in some free agency, but older tackles that, again, have health problems, they need O-linemen there in New York. But the problem is you need O-linemen that can play right now, like immediately, plug and play, because you only have probably 2 years left of Aaron Rodgers.
All right, it's time for In the Nuez. Welcome to Washall, and the city of Portland is being sued again.
That's not good.
I'm going to let you decide, as noted news contributor, whether this is a frivolous lawsuit or legit.
Hmm.
Okay?
It's what I do.
It is what you do. So we will talk about those items and more next on In the News. Here is Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.